For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Now, Kelly Clarkson, Since You Be Gone, that is some real music right there.
That'll move you. It's a story.
It's a story. It's a real singer. It's everything that we love about music. But yep. AI music is certainly starting to creep into our lives and take over a bit.
Yep. AI is everywhere. And I've purposefully avoided the AI music space because I fear it, if I'm being completely honest. And Josh Fawaz, Australian DJ, has recently copped a bit of heat because his... We got to say it still. His banger.
It's a great song. It's a great track. Yeah. I wish it was a real artist on there, but it's a great track. Yeah.
The Like a Prayer, it is. He's DJed it and he's produced it, but he's used AI to get the voice. When there's so many great singers to use from, he's just used AI.
Yeah, and people are pretty upset about it, but they're also upset with the AI music being used on a TV show called The Block.
Okay, Scotty Cam's TV show, yes, we know and love it.
Now, I've spoken a bit about AI music on reality TV before, where they really sort of use the literal things that are happening in the show as a song. So in like Love Island, it would be like, you know, I shouldn't be putting all my eggs in one basket. And then all of a sudden it'll be like, eggs are in one basket, you know, right?
It's like... Crazy.
It's crazy. But look, on The Block, here's a little example about what they're doing. They're introducing the judges here. Judges to raise your fear. Chain of the storage queen. She the first one on the team. Palmer is here tonight. He will be questioning every surface in sight. Marty brings a real estate view. But he will be questioning every decision you have made too. Will it be a 10 out of 10? Let the judging begin again.
I don't like it. I really don't like that. Scotty Cam! Scotty Cam!
Yeah.
That is, I mean, it's just like, because it's so American and it's so AI, that's heavy, man. I don't like it.
And you know what? I've never really looked into it, but today I thought what we could do is I did a little dive into the AI music world.
Davo.
And I've tried to put together a bit of a song for you and I here on the show.
Okay.
Look, this is my first go. I'm not sure if I liked this one.
He says, I'm a tradesman. She says, yeah, no. He says, I know what I'm doing. She has made havoc go. It's Tim and Davo.
Davo. This is a free trial.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
It certainly is.
Tim and Davo. That is... It's weird. It's a weird feeling, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, I don't think it really captured the energy of this show, so I tried again, and here's a verse of a song.
He likes to be right. She likes to be wrong. But only when it suits her. And it won't be for all. He's organized, logical. So here we go. He brings the facts. She brings the chaos show.
What'd you think of that?
What did you tell it about us?
I just said to... I used AI for this and I just said, here, make a song for Tim and Davo and this is what they know about us.
Okay, all right. That's, I mean, again, it's like, it seems so strange because it's like, again, I'm forgetting that it's AI. I'm like, why has this person written a song about the radio show? That's really weird. But, it sounds so good in a bad way.
In a bad way. But look, should we hear the chorus?
Okay, let's have a listen.
It's Tim and Davo, you drive home. One's got the answers, one's got no control. He's Bert, she's Ernie. Together they're a dream. He's Shrek, she's Donkey. The weirdest radio team. He's trying to keep it classy. She's making sure it's not.
What do you think?
I mean, it's unfortunately a hit.
Tim and Davo.
So I got into a bit of an argument with somebody that we worked with. It's not like you get into
it. You got them fired.
Yeah, that's not the reputation I have here at the radio station. But got into a bit of an argument with Danny, who like helps run the sales team here at the radio station. And it all had to do with something that's like very important in, I think, a lot of workplaces, the preferred apple that you eat if you're having a bit of fruit.
Yes, and we did see that she alarmingly had an apple in her hand that was a bright colour green.
Yeah, she had a Granny Smith apple. And I said to her, I was like, oh, I didn't know you were a Granny Smith apple kind of girl. Like, that's really interesting. And she was like, don't you even start. We've had this argument before, Tim. You don't remember. You blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I still feel the same, regardless of my terrible memory. That's crazy that that's your go-to apple. Because, and then it, I was noticing a lot of people were arcing up. People really care about their favorite type of apple. And I feel like I do as well.
Yeah, I mean, you were very upset about the green apple situation, but so was Danny. She had you by the scruff of the neck and she was saying, leave me alone.
My little legs dangling down.
No, I mean, I think green apples are an interesting choice as your go-to, just munging on an apple with your hand. You know,
fruit like time.
Yeah, it's so sour. It's usually great for cooking, but not so great, I think, just while taking a bite.
What is your apple of choice?
Well, Tim, I quite like myself a pink lady.
That's to me seems like the most popular. Like when you go to the supermarket, that's the most common one. Does that mean we're like the basic apple eaters?
We are basic. I also don't mind, I don't know if they're in Victoria, Golden Delicious or something.
There's Golden Delicious, but then again, they like remind me of Granny Smith. So the most common apples in Victoria, Pink Lady, Granny Smith, Golden Delicious, Red Delicious, Royal Galar, Jazz, Kansy and Fuji. Now, there's been a lot of love for the Jazz apple lately, and I did dabble. I dabbled in a bit of Jazz. But
jazzed up.
I have returned to my favorite Pink Lady. Yeah. And yeah, when we, like my wife and I do the shops, I will, if it's apples are on the list, it is nothing like. Nothing other than Pink Lady.
Yeah, we like the girls. We like the girls.
I want five girls in the fruit bowl by the end of the day. Get it sorted. And I thought, clearly there's a passion point here. 52232955. This might be the most engaging radio you'll ever hear in your life. What's the best apple? What's your preferred? Sorry, here we go. What's your best apple? I guess the apple
could turn yellow or green. Good.
Yeah, there we go. Nice.
That's commercial radio, baby.
52232955. And we'll allow you the space to, because I know there is definitely elements where you could call up and say, my favorite is Red Delicious. And Davo and I, there's not a world where we're just like, what do you mean?
No.
That's wrong.
We want to hear your apple passion.
We want to hear it. 52232955. What's your preferred apple?
Can I just say an apple that I dislike more than the Granny Smith is the Red Delicious. Powdery, hideous.
Yep,
couldn't
agree more. A lot of people want to chat about apples. Athena in Grovedale, what is your preferred apple, also known as your apple of choice?
A Pink Lady for sure.
Oh, nice. You're one of the girls.
Yeah, well, my partner, Azza, will buy them in Aldi in a box, packaged, and I won't eat them. I have to buy them individually because I stand there and feel each one.
Correct.
It can't have a bruise or a spot or a mark on it. And he's like, will you bloody hurry up? They're apples. But that's how fussy I am.
It's more than apples.
Oh, yeah. It's got that crunch and sweetness. Mm. As for the green ones, I only have them if I'm making an apple strudel.
That's right.
I won't bite into them.
Yeah, get it, girl.
I'm baking apple, eating apple.
Everything you're saying, we are absolutely picking up, my friend.
Snaps
gorgeous,
for you,
gorgeous,
Athena.
Gorgeous.
Thank you so, so much. Nick in Leopold, another passionate person. What is your apple of choice, Nick?
Very passionate. I like a lady, but not the lady you guys like. I'm with the Granny Smith as well.
Oh, you're into the grannies.
No. What is it about the Granny Smith? Because like
the grannies, I'd like to call them
the
now.
Grannies. What about the grannies? So like they're great for cooking, but like as a standard, like you're just taking a bite out of it and like you get enjoyment from that.
First of all, grow up. You don't take bites out of apples. You cut them up into little slices and you eat them that way.
Oh. Okay.
And if you want a sweet apple, just have a lolly. You want a little sour, bit of rind, you like that tough green skin, that's what I like to get into.
Tough green skin as well.
Okay.
Yeah, righto. Yeah.
See, Nick, the issue is you sound like you're in your 20s, but you also sound like you're in your 60s at the same time. Like, There's a bit of confliction going on there.
Just because I'm in my 20s doesn't mean I can't like a granny.
Yeah, all ages can like a granny.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
This week we've been talking about the gorgeous Aussie accent and some of the things that the Aussie accent isn't quite capable of pulling off, I'd say.
Yeah, it can do heaps. Like, it can make you interested in wildlife, like Irwins presented. It can make you love fictional koalas. But yeah, there's certain things that it shouldn't be anywhere near.
It can also rev you up at a rodeo, I'll tell you that much for free. But what it can't do is sing R&B. And I put something together earlier this week. It sounds like this.
I'm just a bachelor.
Oh, nice.
Looking for a partner.
Not good.
Someone who knows how to ride.
Oh, we'll stop. Sorry. So we crossed that off the list. Australian accents cannot do R&B.
Like, no.
They can do rap. It can do Missy Higgins stuff.
Of course.
But it can't do R&B, so cross that off the list.
Yeah, but what it also can't do is read erotic novels.
You tried that out yesterday as well.
He stepped closer, his eyes burning into mine. His hands traced over the curve of my waist, sending a shiver through my entire body. Are you keen? He whispered. I swallowed hard. Yeah, nah. His jaw tightened. Far out. You're a good sort. So, it doesn't quite set the scene as, I guess, a French or, you know, Spanish or something gorgeous.
So we crossed the line through that, but only halfway, because we're like, well, maybe you're the issue here. Maybe it's your Australian accent.
Don't have a sexy bone in my body.
And I was like, maybe. I don't know if I've got it within me. I need just a bit of time to figure it out. So you've allowed me the day to pen a bit of my, like, this is an original, by the way, just off, like, I just have loosely based it off a character that I know, name's Dave-O, unlucky in love. So I am now going to have my crack with my Australian accent. I'll dial it up, obviously.
Okay, let's see if it's sexy.
Okay, here we go. Dave-O had no idea what was going on. She hadn't been with a fella for some time now. She thought to herself, nah, this can't be true. Why is this big, handsome lad chatting to me? But besides her recent inexperience, Davo found herself the target of a 6'3" drummer who wanted to show her sticks. Purr-up-a-pum-pum, he said gently, and got on a roll. Righto, that's me done, Davo cried.
It's great. It's great. Probably not factual, though, let's be honest.
Well, the idea that a man speaking to you, yes, I agree, currently ludicrous. So you're right. It is a non-fiction story.
We get
story.
It. We heard your story, mate. Like, yeah. Look, not sexy. Sorry, mate.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Look, we've been talking about humanoid robots for months now and their origin story. It's here. It's happening. They're going to take over. I'm concerned. I know I'm wearing my tinfoil hat right now,
yeah,
but I'm getting worried.
And there's heaps of examples. They're giving them strength. They're giving them speed. They're giving them smart.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving them faith.
And opportunities.
We just saw the humanoid games in China where all these humanoid robots are breaking records of, like, the 100-meter sprint and, like, high jump and all these crazy things. So they're literally making Terminators.
Yeah. And I'm getting worried because, Tim, a whistleblower has lifted the lid on a secret robot plan at an Australian warehouse and workers are not happy.
Okay. Can I just quickly ask a question?
Yeah.
Because I know you like to get carried away and have a bit of fun. Like,
no, this is real.
Okay. Because, yeah, yesterday you brought the cows in the McDonald's in the drive-thru and you said your headline was they were there for revenge.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
Is this one of those? Like, are you going to take some liberties or is, like, this a real legitimate thing that's happening?
No, this is a real legitimate thing that's happening. Okay. But, like, obviously I'm going to put a little bit of, like, I'm worried.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
we're all worried.
But as long as you don't make up that the cows are going to McDonald's.
Well, the cows were... We don't know. The cows went to that drive-thru in Queensland as a herd through the drive-thru. How can you say,
you're just
Tim,
putting two and two together.
How can you say that they're not there for revenge?
Shining bright that tinfoil hat today. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. So this is real. Good to know.
Yeah, so a major logistics company called Siva Logistics, they're looking at creating a futuristic Australian warehouse where robots and automation could do a lot of the work which is currently performed by humans.
Mm.
So look, they're basically going to be bringing in these robot workers. I mean, I know they couldn't, they might not necessarily all be humanoid robots, but they are bringing in technology that could handle a lot of stuff like moving stock, sorting goods, and other sort of repetitive physical jobs that are done by humans.
This is the thing, because obviously if there's things that these humanoid robots can do for safety reasons that makes humans not have to do things that are considered dangerous, that's fantastic. But if humans stop losing jobs and income because Terminator is stacking pallets, then that's an issue, right?
Yeah, it is, because it's not only like the warehouses or this company isn't doing that because they're concerned about the physical health. They want things to be efficient and they do say safer, but you know, mainly efficient. But yeah, this could be a job cutting exercise where this is what we're scared about. We've seen it at the shops with the bloody self-serve checkouts.
It started there, didn't it?
It did. And that has taken jobs. And this is the next thing. This whistleblower found some sort of document, which I know I'm probably getting a little, it sounds a little bit more, you know, Pink Panther-esque, but you know, there has been an element where someone has found these plans that were meant to be kept secret as a future of this particular company.
Did a humanoid robot leak it because it's gained consciousness and doesn't want to be spending its life working efficiently for this warehouse?
Well, if you're going to play silly buggers about it, Tim, it's not really fair, is it?
It's Tim and Davo.
Do you ever find yourself, and like if you're listening right now, I argue that you don't do this. You ever find yourself just lying?
Yeah.
Like, just to get out of an uncomfortable or awkward situation, or just so that, like, maybe you want to stop. You just want to stop talking. You want to move on. So you just say something, and it's a lie. It's a harmless lie. It's not a white lie, but it's harmless. And you go, why did I do that? That's unnecessary.
I do find myself doing this, particularly in an awkward situation. But, I mean, you've been caught lying a few times lately. Remember when you lied to your gorgeous, gorgeous wife, Jess, about eating 2 donuts every single day? You said, I've never eaten 2 pink donuts. And I said, well, I've only known you to eat 2 pink donuts. So
that was a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't know that I was eating any donuts. So then when... Because, you know, we all have our things, and mine is pink donuts. And then I was freaking out because she was like, well, how often are you having donuts? I was like, I barely have them. I barely have 2 donuts. I'm not even having one. And I was lying because, like, probably once a fortnight I'll be having a pink donut.
Can I also say you are, when you do lie, I always know when you're lying. So you do something with your face every time you tell a little bit of a white lie, or you sort of add a little bit extra flavor to something.
What do I do?
It's an eye situation for you. Like, I close my eyes when I'm lying. You shift your eyes around a little bit. So I always know that you're putting a little bit of mayo.
Because it's like the shifty dog on The Simpsons. Is that what, is that what it's like?
It's just a little bit on the side. Okay. Yep, okay.
All right. Well,
so probably, control that in the future.
Okay, good to know. Well, I lied to somebody that you know. Today,
ooh,
this morning. So your favourite cafe in Geelong is run by
Katie.
Katie. And spoken to Katie over the phone before. And I went in to pick up my wife a coffee this morning because we pre-ordered it. And it just said, like, Tim on the order. I know that you go in there pretty much every day, so she knows you and she knows what you do for work, and so through you, she's aware of me.
Yeah.
But because we...
And you've also been on radio here in Geelong for 4 years.
Yeah, but I'm the whitest, most generic man ever. I'm like vanilla ice cream in a tub of cream. There's no... I'm blending in, right? And so we talked about how many marshmallows you're allowed to ask for at cafes, and we had a few people call up, including Katie, who helps run Betty's on Borrible Street. And so when I picked up the coffee for my wife, before she said anything, she was like, how many marshmallows are you after, Tim? And I was like, ah, you must be Katie. Hi. It's nice to finally meet you properly. And she was like, oh, like, this is the coffee you've got. I think it's a bounty. It's
your wife loves the bounty she's coconut, chocolate, coffee goodness.
Absolutely goodness about it. And Davo, she said to me, she was like, oh, is this like, I didn't know you, like, is this your favorite type of coffee? And I was like, oh, no, sorry, it's for my wife. Like, I'm a child, I don't drink coffee. And then she went on to tell me about all these incredible non-coffee drinks that they have there. And it's like hot chocolates or all these chocolate drinks. And for some reason, because I didn't want to fully dismiss her business, I was like, I love chocolate drinks. I love hot drinks. Oh, next time. And I feel awful because I'm just not in the milk game, like whatsoever, like whether it's a hot chocolate, whether it's anything, no. And I just, it was an out-of-body experience. And yeah, I've lied to this lovely woman.
You're not a flavoured milkman. And the thing is that what, so you're concerned now that you're going to be pressured into buying a milk drink because you've now said that you would like a milk drink.
My fear is that I know that Katie is extremely generous and thoughtful. And that the next time I pop in, she's going to like do something like, oh, I got this specially
try this.
And then I'm going to have to continue this lie that I love chocolate.
Okay.
And I love the, like flavored milks and stuff. And it's not the case. Like if I'm going to a cafe, unless there's a kombucha or it's early enough to get a soft drink, if they have it, that is what I'm going for because I, again, am 12 years old on the inside.
Mm.
And I'm worried that this lie is just going to become bigger and bigger. And Katie's good people and I don't want to lie to people.
What's your poker face like when you try something that you don't like that much? Can you fake it till you make it?
The problem is I'm an incredible liar on the inside and out. Other than the
shifty eyes.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Davo, we are going to be going for a little wander into a favourite territory of yours.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to chat about animals in places they're not meant to be.
Oh, I love this. And you know what? I'm looking at one right now. They weren't meant to let a rat into the radio station, Tim. What are you doing over there, mate?
Fair play. Yesterday, I would say you borderline, you inspired this from me. Because yesterday you spoke about there was a herd of cows up in, was it northern Queensland?
Up in Ipswich, yep.
And they weren't, well, that's, yeah, they were somewhere they definitely weren't meant to be.
Yeah, they were going through a drive-thru, a McDonald's drive-thru. They were heading there to get their revenge, and then they were herded out of that drive-thru real quick, smart. Yep.
Well,
Ronald said no.
Over in a place, in a small town called Cornwall in the UK, there has been an animal spotted roaming the streets in the middle of the night in the early hours. That is definitely not meant to be there. So this is in the UK, which is 15,000 kilometres from here in Australia. It was a wallaby.
What's going on?
So there, and this is not uncommon, David.
Nah, see, this really freaks me out. Like, how did the wallaby get there? Was it on a plane? Was it on a cruise ship?
No.
What was it doing?
I have the answer for that. These are all great questions.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of work, don't take you so Sorry. Worked up, you're taking your jacket off.
I got excited.
So, after World War II in the UK, who were quite involved, there was a whole bunch of zoos and wildlife parks and those kind of things that had to shut down, and they released a lot of the animals. And there has been, just in the last 20 years, 30 spottings of different wallabies and kangaroos in the UK, specifically in this area.
Surely you can't just release these animals into the wild. That just doesn't seem... I mean, I get it. I know that's where... They didn't know.
No, they didn't know. There's lots of people saying, is he hopping the speed limit? Like, that's really important.
Great.
Because it was early in the morning. But, it was after World War II. And they're like... They're a specific type of wallaby. They've also been spotted in Hawaii before as well. And they're like, it is kind of like, it's a wallaby, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you look like obviously what we know to be a wallaby.
Is it a rugby player?
No, it's not George Cregan. You don't need to worry about that. But it always offers the opportunity for us to hit the phones with 52-232-955. Animals in the wrong place.
Yeah, maybe you had a koala in your bedroom, you know? Maybe.
Well, we don't know what Blinky Bill's getting up to.
Exactly. He is a busy man, but a koala. Not a bloke named Blinky Bill.
That was your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Blinky.
Maybe you've seen a rat in a radio station. I mean, there's so many different places you can see an animal in the wrong place.
Maybe you've seen a feral cat across from you at the desk right now. 52-232-955. Naomi's in Imbolie. We're going to hit the phones with this. Naomi, what was the animal? Where was the place?
It was our house. We had, I think, 7 or 8 sheep in our bedroom.
Oh.
We'd gone out for the day, and my husband had put the just like the ewes and the lambs in the backyard, just to sort of eat down the grass.
Yeah.
And we've got whippet dogs, so we came home a couple of hours later where they've never chased them before. And come home, no sheep in the backyard. We think someone's stolen the sheep. So we go into the house and we could hear a noise in the bedroom. And we're going, oh, my God, like someone's here. So we go down there and all the sheep are in our bedroom. They've jumped through the window.
Sheep
swingers. Obviously, the dogs chase them. So sheep poo and wee all over the bed, all over the carpet, the walls. So we had to close all the bedroom doors and use the hallway as a race to run them out down through the laundry.
You know what the worst thing was? They saw the woolen sheets and they were devastated. They were devastated. They were like, oh,
that's
Steve.
Crazy.
Oh, no, we missed Steve. All right, well, I'm Naomi. We don't have to kill a sheep.
No, it's like, that's Steve's grey hair. Yeah.
Okay, we've also got Chris in Mount Dunedin, Dave.
Chris, where'd you see an animal in the wrong place?
Oh, this was a few years ago. On a Friday night, I went out to the Sphinx Hotel and there was a couple of wild cougars in the bar.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.